was talking about farinha, which is one of the main staples in the Brazilian, at least in our area, the Brazilian diet. And it's made from what I think is called the manioc root, and just goes through a whole long process of peeling and then soaking and grating and squeezing all the juice out and then toasting. And if it's not done right, picric acid, which is a natural in this root, will stay and is poisonous. So there have been deaths from eating this stuff when it's not been well prepared. But getting back to the meal, we were remarking between ourselves just the hardship of having the same thing, like wanting to make the people feel that they are giving us something special, because sometimes they have to take from what they have, and sometimes we don't eat with them because we know we're taking the last of what they have, but saying, boy, this is really good, and wow, boy, I want some more of that broth, and just making it special. And like this whole, the whole river trip is, maybe it's like a mission of hope or whatever to these outlying places. And in all of this, in my whole missionary career up until now, and the desire that I have to go back now, and not knowing how long it will be until I feel moved onto other things, I sense in myself from my background and when I was little, really feeling the chicken dirt in between my toes and gathering the eggs and feeling the calcium on my hands from candling the eggs and gardening and then seeing myself come out and realizing the process, the whole growing, the budding, and knowing that my life is like that, and sensing that what I'm doing now, there's like the earthiness to it, the getting into the nitty gritty of sweat and tears and dirt and like body odor and worms,
bugs,
and bugs, and annoyance, all of that. That ties in so much with going into the chicken coop on a rainy day and having your eyes water because the ammonia was coming up so bad, and seeing the lice on the chicken. Maybe I can physically be a missionary, even though it took me so long to get into it, maybe psychologically or with my commitment. I can physically take it because of my background. And I feel now a sense of a commitment to those people because I see my beginnings as an unconscious, an unfulfilled person. And what my community, my sisters, have brought me to, have drawn out of me, that I just want to draw out of the Brazilian people in my own small way.
Mm-hmm. I suppose at this time you wouldn't feel that you can make a statement of how long you would want to continue in this book there, or what you would want to move into.
I see myself maybe even staying there for 10 years. Now, I think people can get into ruts, or because our area there is so isolated, and so we become very introspective, always looking at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to stay there so long that I stop dreaming or imagining or whatever. But after I'm there and do leave Brazil, I see myself maybe picking up on Spanish and helping the Cubans, some work like that. That I don't see myself going back into teaching, or at least a conventional type of teaching.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, I guess one of the things that drew me to missionary life was the person-to-person contact. And when I taught chemistry, I felt I had a good relationship with the kids because I took them ice skating, I drove a school bus, and went bowling with them. But basically, I had to relate to them through a lesson plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be prepared to relate to them. But now, because I am who I am and am perceptive, or hopefully perceptive in seeing what has happened in me and how does that touch what happens in other people, and maybe I can just meet that in them and we can go on together.
You're not interviewing me, but to appearances, I would not think that you would be the person that had the control on the class that you did. And I never voiced that, but I voiced the positive side of it after I was up in Quigley for those few months
mm-hmm.
and you were teaching. And I went to your room just a few times. She had perfect control.
Mm-hmm.
Just perfect control. And you were, to look at you, you were any you wouldn't expect you to have that perfect control.
I don't naturally have that.
Well, you did.
I had to work at that.
And you didn't say a word to the class. It just seemed to be that go in and just the class was going on. And as I said, I spoke positively of it after I witnessed it.
Thank you. Well, in that situation, I followed a sister teaching chemistry who had a nervous breakdown. So I went in quaking.
Mm-hmm.
And all these boys from Aliquippa, like Hoods,
mm-hmm.
and I just thought, I was really... And I think I became dramatic teaching. I would pretend I was an electron. I would introduce the metric system with millimeter and kilometer just to hold their attention.
Mm-hmm.
Just try, because I knew I was lacking on the control, and that in order to have the control, I had to draw on other talents that I had.
Kept them in place.
Uh-huh.
You did. You succeeded.
And then the subject area also, they knew it was difficult.
Mm-hmm. When do you expect to go back?
I have to get the reservation made yet, but it will be, I think, September 11th that I'll leave from here
mm-hmm.
from Pittsburgh. That's a Friday, the Friday after Labor Day. And then I heard just yesterday that the weekly flight is not on Wednesday anymore, it's on Tuesday, so it would be the next Tuesday after that I would
mm-hmm.
leave from Miami, the 15th. It would be another leave.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to it now with a greater anticipation.
Yes, I am.
You know what you're going into.
And I'm going back with many, many less fears than I had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more from, it's not from a conquering type of thing. It's from, a very positive type of reinforcement through the years.
Well, really certainly appreciate the time you've given us.
No.
Can you say something to us in Portuguese that we can have a letter of?
Yeah, I'll say felicidade. That means happiness. And eu desejo muitas coisas para minha comunidade, coisas boas, e que Jesus Cristo abençoe todo mundo nessa comunidade com paz e felicidade. I said that I wished many good things for my community, and that Jesus Christ blesses everyone with